Well, if your weekly grocery bill is starting to bite, spare a thought for the hundreds of millions of people already living in dire poverty. The UN's Children's Fund has warned of catastrophic child malnutrition due to price hikes resulting from Russia's invasion of Ukraine, the COVID pandemic and climate change together. UNICEF says without urgent funding, 600,000 children could miss out on life-saving treatment in the coming months. The impact is particularly acute in the Horn of Africa, where up to 2 million children are at risk of starving to death as the region grapples with one of the worst droughts in 40 years. Michael Dunford is Regional Director for Eastern Africa with the UN World Food Programme. I spoke to him from Nairobi in Kenya a short time ago.
Thanks very much, Andy. What we're seeing is a dramatic deterioration in the conditions across the Horn. We've had a drought now. We've had three failed rainy seasons. It's the driest the Horn has been for the last 40 years. And we have the makings of a humanitarian catastrophe unless we are able to scale up our response and scale it up now.
So there's been three consecutive rainy seasons and a fourth looks likely to return. What effect is it having on crops and cattle? I mean, subsistence farmers, no doubt, are the front line in terms of the effect of this drought.
Absolutely. We've seen that people are losing their harvests. They're losing their livestock. Almost 3 million livestock have perished over this period of time. People are being forced from their homes because they really have nothing left. And they're turning to the World Food Programme and other humanitarian actors as their final means of survival.
So how hard is it for the UN World Food Programme to scale up that response, as you said, when the world's attention is turned to Ukraine, humanitarian reserves, whether they be food or money, are being directed elsewhere? I mean, how do you kind of keep this issue in the spotlight when everyone's looking somewhere else?
Well, we're ramping up the amount of advocacy we are doing. We are providing the evidence to support the needs. WFP has the capacity to meet the response required, provided we have the levels of funding. Initially, at the beginning of the year, we had an appeal for over $300 million. We only received a cent. Now, as the situation continues to deteriorate, the levels of funding required are up to $980 million between now and the end of the year. So a huge amount of money, but with that money, we would be able to make a dramatic impact on the lives of those people affected.
What about the cost in food? I mean, it's obviously spiking around the world for different reasons, inflation being one general one, but the value of a food basket going up 30% in some areas, it's nearly 50%. This shows you the underlying costs and underlying pressures. What other pressures are there?
So this drought is coming at the worst possible time across the region. We've had extended periods of conflict in places like Somalia, in northern Ethiopia, in Tigray. We're seeing conflict in South Sudan. We have a very tenuous political arrangement in Sudan itself since the coup in October. Then, of course, we've got the effects of climate change. The drought is a good example, but equally in South Sudan, we've got three consecutive years of flooding, which has displaced populations and is now causing what we describe as climate conflict, where populations are coming into conflict with each other as people are forced from their homes. In addition, we have the economic impact of COVID, which is still being felt across the region. And now the war in Ukraine is exacerbating or accelerating these inflationary pressures. The cost of a food basket, the cost of basic staple foods is increasing dramatically, which means that there is less food to go around at the household level and is putting additional pressure on humanitarian relief efforts. For example, we're spending at least $20 million a month more just to meet our existing caseloads across the region.
If you've just tuned in, Michael Dunford is here. We're talking about the Horn of Africa hunger crisis on RN Drive. And Michael, I understand that you've been into the Dadaab refugee camp on the Somalian and Kenyan border. Just paint me a picture what that's like.
So a few years ago, this was the world's largest refugee camp. This has been on the border between Somalia and Kenya for the last 30 years, since the civil war started in the 1990s. Populations who have been there for that duration, anyone under about 20, 25 years of age has likely been born in that refugee camp. WFP has been providing the feeding throughout that entire period of time. But unfortunately, at the moment, only 50% rations are being served because of a shortage of funding. What we're seeing because of the drought is, in fact, more people are seeking refuge coming across the border from Somalia into Kenya. So that's putting additional pressure. As I drove around, I could see, you know, the effects of the drought, people increasingly desperate, livestock dead on the side of the road, and people arriving with nothing and telling terrible stories of what they have left behind and moving to this camp in the hope of finding some type of assistance and support.
Michael, the world is used to different parts of Africa suffering from these hunger and drought issues. How is this time different?
I think the challenge at the moment is that it's not just happening in Africa. We have the war in Ukraine, we have the situation in Yemen, in Syria, in Afghanistan, and then many other places. It's this combination, particularly of the rising costs of food, which is causing the World Food Programme such concern at this time. The numbers of people who are hungry was, for an extended period, on a decline. We were very optimistic that as we move towards 2030, we would be able to make significant inroads in achieving zero hunger. But unfortunately, since COVID particularly, we've seen virtually a doubling of the number of people who are acutely food insecure, the number of people who go to bed hungry every night, and I don't see at this stage any letting up. In fact, what we're very concerned about is this number will continue to grow, and unless we come up with new funding solutions, we simply will not be able to meet their needs and requirements.
Yeah, it's just terrible, isn't it? Michael, thank you so much for joining me.
Andy, thanks very much.
Michael Dunford is Regional Director for Eastern Africa with the UN World Food Programme here on RN Drive.
Getting in touch with ABC RN is easy. Join the conversation live using the ABC Listen app's call and text features.